From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the U.S. is sending an aircraft carrier and additional vessels to Korean waters to hold joint military exercises with South Korea following North Korea's deadly shelling of a South Korean island near the disputed maritime border between those two countries.
South Korea is our ally. It has been since the Korean War, and we strongly affirm our commitment to defend South Korea as part of that alliance.
The president, in an interview on ABC, the military exercises aimed at deterring more attacks by North Korea. The BBC's John Sudworth says the attack caused widespread damage on the island.
The latest TV pictures from the island, close to the North Korean border, show neighborhoods reduced to rubble, with shops and homes burnt and destroyed. The death toll has now risen to 4 following the discovery of 2 more bodies.
The BBC's John Sudworth in Seoul says those bodies are the first known civilian casualties of the attack. The travel rush is on today as people head out for the Thanksgiving weekend. An estimated 24 million Americans are expected to travel by air, and a boycott of body scanning devices at security checkpoints could slow some lines. But Paul Rudin with the American Society of Travel Agents says with a little patience, people should be fine.
It'll be okay. On the other side, there'll be nothing but relief and happiness. Get on the plane and go see Grandma.
But for some of those traveling by car, the road to Grandma's house could be covered with snow. Bob Orvec with the National Weather Service says stormy conditions are expected over parts of the nation's midsection.
We do expect the weather conditions to deteriorate across the northern plains, with heavy snow possible across parts of North Dakota, Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
And Orovic says there could be rain and freezing rain across parts of the Midwest. Afghanistan's election commission has announced most of the results from that country's parliamentary elections back in September. But NPR's Corey Flintoff reports officials are still looking into vote problems in one province.
Results from the volatile southwestern Ghazni province won't be finalized for another few days while the commission investigates charges of voting irregularities. Despite widespread allegations of vote fraud from across the country, Commission Chairman Fazal Ahmed Manawi said there are no plans to hold any further elections. Late on Tuesday, Afghan media reported that 2 commission members had been suspended by the Attorney General's office for, quote, making statements against the national interest. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
That's the sound of monks in Cambodia's capital chanting for victims of a stampede on a suspension bridge that killed more than 350 people and injured hundreds of others. They were attending a free concert. Investigators say they believe people on the bridge panicked because many of them were from rural areas and were not aware that it's normal for a suspension bridge to sway. This is NPR News from Washington. In New Zealand, another explosion in a coal mine where 29 men have been trapped since last week has ended all hope that they might be found alive. New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key says there's no way anyone could have survived the second blast.
Today, all New Zealanders grieve for these men. We are a nation in mourning.
Both blasts are believed to have been caused by explosive toxic gases that had prevented rescuers from even entering the mine. A hearing may be held this week to determine if former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is legally qualified to be on the ballot in the election for mayor of Chicago in February. NPR's David Schaefer reports opponents are challenging whether Emanuel meets Chicago's residency requirements.
The law requires candidates for public office in Chicago to have resided in the city for at least 1 year preceding the election. And at first glance, it appears Emanuel has not met that requirement. The former Chicago congressman moved to Washington, D.C. after the 2008 election to become President Obama's chief of staff. Emanuel even rented out his Northside Chicago house, leaving himself no home to return to when he moved back to the city to run for mayor this fall. But working in Emanuel's favor is that he didn't sell the house. He apparently kept some possessions there, paid property taxes, and voted absentee from that address. And there's a state law that says no candidate can lose residency if the absence is because he or she is on the business of the United States, which being White House chief of staff seems to be. Whichever way the Chicago Board of Elections rules, the case will likely be appealed to state courts. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
Ireland's prime minister says the bailout fund being assembled for his country could total $115 billion. He spoke in advance of release of an austerity plan that's being required by the European Union and International Monetary Fund. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.